Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we are excited to continue our meditation series today with author Pam Blackwell, who's behind the book Christ-Centered Meditation, a handbook for spiritual practice. Thank you so much for being here again, Pam.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm thrilled to pass on what I know.
Why do you feel like Christ-centered meditation is different than just regular meditation? And why is it so important for somebody who has a Christ-centered life?
Well, for instance, a lot of people are introduced to Zen practice. And Zen practice is simply sitting and learning to sit back and let your mind come to quiet, which is a practice, may I say. And even the best meditators, about every 90 seconds, a thought comes up, no matter how much you work at it. Well, it's kind of like a good first step. But we do need to be able to say, okay, then why am I doing this? Well, I'm clearing everything out so that I then can feel what the Lord has to say to me spiritually, that the Holy Spirit can communicate, and that by imagining being in His presence, I think that for sure, a lot of people I know don't feel like they're worthy to be in His presence somehow, or I'm never going to make it to the celestial kingdom. So to use this imagination where you see, oh, He loves me. Oh, this is so fun. Oh, I love being in His presence. I think that that also helps us in our spiritual practice.
Well, she's going to guide us through a meditation today, and this is a gratitude meditation, correct?
It is.
Now, there is a place for this kind of meditation. It doesn't replace prayer to your Father in heaven or studying and thinking about the scriptures, but it can be used to relieve stress as well as think more about the Lord and the many blessings of life.
Well, I'll let you go ahead and take
the
reins.
All right. Thank you. Well, let me just say first that if you sit and just pay attention to the kinds of thoughts that come up, just to watch what's coming up. Probably at least half of the thoughts that run through our mind are things that we are worried about, resentments that we have, people that we love that we're worried about. All right. And I'm going to just on this third point, you know, the more that we worry about people, what we're really doing is sending them negative energy. So if we can focus on a person that we're worried about and meditate and imagine that they are doing wonderfully well, and we even put Christ in the picture and imagine Him being involved in helping them, that just really helps us. Now, the other thing is that because we just go around and around and around about these things, we also end up feeling depressed. We end up feeling maybe a little bitter that things haven't worked out the way that we should. And so for us to do a gratitude meditation is a way of getting our mind focused on the positive things in our lives.
Okay. So gratitude meditation, and you're going to guide us through it.
I am. Okay. All right, so we want you to sit erect, get your spine straight, and take a good deep breath in and hold it, and then let it out. Okay. And make sure that your legs are uncrossed and that your arms are and hands are loose. And then I want you to imagine that you are standing in an amazing store where you can walk in and there are things on the shelves that you can purchase that aren't just candy or toys, but things that you can purchase for your life. So I'm going to have you walk down an aisle. And I want you to let your eye fall on something that you are so grateful for. And I want you to take it off the shelf and put it in your shopping cart. And we're going to keep moving down the aisle. And then you're going to spot something else that you are just so grateful for. And you're going to take it out and you're going to put it in the shopping cart. And now I'm going to be quiet for just a few moments, and I'm going to have you continue imagining you making your way through this store, picking out those things that you are so grateful for, and putting them in your shopping cart. Okay, I want you to imagine now that you're in the last aisle. And this is the opportunity now to select the last three things that you are so grateful for. So push your cart down the aisle, and there may be a lot of things there, but you get to choose three things. Okay, now I'm going to have you head to the checkout stand, and I want you to look at what you have in your basket. All right, now you're going to come to the cashier, and the cashier, if you look, you'll see that it's the Lord. And he's standing there with this great smile on his face. And he says your name, and then he said, there is no charge for these things. These are my gifts to you. I have died for you. I have atoned for you. And I want you to take these gifts. And I want you to be aware of how many gifts you have in your life. And I'd like you to take these home. And I'd like you to put them somewhere where you can look at them. So I want you to imagine that you just go right through the checkout without having to pay. And we're going to take you to your home where you're going to be unloading all of these gifts. And it's going to take you at least a couple trips from the car into the house. All right, and now I want you to decide where you want to put these in your house so that you are reminded of the great love that Jesus has for you and the miracles, the small miracles that occur in your life pretty much every day. And so that you can have a sensitivity and an awareness of the kinds of things that he does provide for you. All right. And so I want you to do this literally then as listeners, like you to find something that you can put up someplace in your house or reposition it to remind you of all of the gifts that we have been given.
Well, thank you so much. And gratitude, I think, is something that we don't focus on enough.
I agree.
And take moments to really set aside to think about the things that we're grateful for. So we hope that this has sort of forced you to think about all of your many blessings today and set your mindset in the right place for the rest of the day and possibly the rest of the week. Pam Blackwell, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was wonderful and very relaxing. So thank you for listening.
All right.